From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. You'd expect that Florida's new K-12 math and language arts standards based on Common Core will mean changes for those classes. But every grade begins using the standards this fall. So what will it mean during this kind of class? Science, social studies, yes, even gym will add a new emphasis on reading and writing. As part of a series with the national nonprofit education site Hechinger Report, State Impact Florida's John O'Connor tells us how it's working at a Tampa middle school.
Common Core encourages close reading of great novels and making sure third graders understand the basics of fractions. But at Monroe Middle School near MacDill Air Force Base, science coach Janet Stewart says the standards are bringing changes to her classes too.
And there'll be more emphasis on how you write in science, how you write with clarity, how you take a position, you defend it, you use evidence, pictures, text, whatever you have to defend it. And also, it can go the other way, that you take an idea and you turn it into an inquiry. So you start out with an idea, a question, and then how will you test that?
Florida's standards are based on Common Core, which outlines what students should know in math and English classes at the end of each grade. The emphasis on writing is the third embedded set of standards within Common Core, literacy. Common Core calls for students to read and write more outside of language arts classes, and they should pull evidence from their assignments to support their work. That might mean more nonfiction books or reading historical or technical documents. Stewart says there's this writing assignment as an example.
One of the ones that the sixth grade does is defend the classification of the platypus as being a mammal. And what characteristics does it have that maybe it shouldn't be? It lays eggs. So is there enough evidence that it should be a mammal, or is there enough evidence to say, no, we've got to revise that?
For some districts, the new emphasis on reading and writing will be a shock. A Common Core recommended reading list includes science texts about earthworms, the moon landing, and Euclid's treatise that is the basis of geometry. But Hillsborough County schools have been adding reading and writing assignments the past few years. Seventh grade civics teacher Tony Corbett says he's not worried about completing the switch to the new standards next school year.
It just gives us 10 things to focus on that we've already been focusing on. They're already supposed to be able to summarize, they're already supposed to have vocabulary, they're already supposed to do main idea, they're already supposed to do primary documents, and that's pretty much what the focus of Common Core is.
Common Core will even mean changes for physical education classes. Teachers might need to work in math and writing assignments. Some districts post vocabulary lists in the gym or create math games. It's something Monroe Middle PE teacher Shane Nipple says they already do.
A lot of times in education, they put things under different names when it's something you've been doing all along. So, we always try to integrate different subject areas as much as we can, a lot of science, and definitely a lot of math with scoring and counting and things of that nature. So it's stuff that's been going on for a while. They just like to put it under a different name.
He says the changes Common Core will bring to PE classes are just good teaching.
True PE teachers that do what they're supposed to do, I think we're probably doing most of what we need to do already.
Monroe Middle gym teachers say they've been told more changes will happen over the next few years. But like teachers in other subjects, they're confident they'll be ready. With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor in Tampa.
This story is part of a series with the Hechinger Report, a nonprofit education site affiliated with Teachers College, Columbia University, looking at how Florida schools are preparing for Common Core standards. To check out the rest of the series, please visit the State Impact Florida and Hechinger Report websites. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.